AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two people are known dead, eight others missing since a tornado rolled through Van, Texas. George Mata says his wife is among the more than two dozen people injured by that storm. He says she was hurt when a piece of the ceiling fell on her as their house disintegrated around them.
She's okay. She's got a concussion and a cracked rib, but other than that, she's okay. She's still alive.
Heavy rain from the storm system caused flash flooding that took the life of one Texas motorist. Another tornado destroyed two mobile homes in Arkansas, killing a couple but sparing their young daughter. Mourning in Hattiesburg, Mississippi for two police officers, Benjamin Dean and LaCoury Tate, killed during a traffic stop that went awry Saturday evening. Yolanda Ross, LaCoury Tate's mother, tells WDAM-TV she always worried about her son.
I pray always for him every day. Lord, protect him. Keep him out of harm's way.
The 25-year-old Tate, a rookie police officer, was killed along with veteran officer Benjamin Dean. Dean's friend, J.T. Taylor, has made a promise to his children.
We're going to take care of his family. And that's what I'd want him to know. I've had over 30 years of friendship with him, so there's not much that we haven't said.
Four people arrested in the shooting are expected to have their first court appearance today. George Zimmerman's lawyer says he was not seriously injured after being involved in a shooting in Florida. Don West says a bullet missed Zimmerman's head in today's shooting in the Orlando suburb of Lake Mary. West says Zimmerman was sprayed with glass from his car windshield and other debris. He was acquitted in 2013 of fatally shooting Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager in a case that sparked nationwide protests. On Wall Street, with an hour left in trading, the Dow is down 87. The Nasdaq is off 10. The S&P is down 9. This is AP Radio News. A new blood test could change cancer treatment, AP Sandy Kozel reports.
Liquid biopsies are sparing some patients the surgical and needle biopsies long needed to guide their care. They capture cancer cells or DNA that tumors shed into the blood instead of taking tissue from the tumor itself. Cancer patient Carol Linderman.
They can look at those bar graphs and say, okay, we can prescribe this and this, and it should starve the cancer.
Oncologist Massimo Cristofanilli says liquid biopsies can help doctors figure out the best cancer treatments more quickly.
Having a real-time assessment, a very simple blood test, would be ideal for being successful in the treatment of these patients.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
Of the fewer than 50 self-driving cars in California, four have been involved in accidents. Two happened while the cars were in control, two with a person driving. Google, which has three of the cars, says there was only minor damage and no injuries in those crashes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.